The story we were talking about earlier in the programme, that's the death of Britain's Prince Philip at the age of 99. Let's speak to Peter Hunt, a former royal correspondent with the BBC. Peter, thanks for taking our call today.
No problem at all.
You met Prince Philip. What was he like?
Well, he was good at harrumphing, and he tended to harrumph to people like me when I was a reporter, because we weren't necessarily a species that he was that enamoured of. But I observed him in action quite a lot. And I think the key thing in answer to your question of what he was like was, it was when he was with the Queen before he retired from public life, he just made things better for her. There was a lightness about the events that he attended with her that may not have been there if he wasn't there. And I remember well into his 80s, I'd watch him at public events where they would do this, you know, the walkabout thing where people would, members of the public could meet them. He would literally in his 80s be lifting kids over crash barriers so they could stand closer to the Queen to sort of hand over their flowers or whatever they wanted to present with her. So they were a very impressive double act. And it's very striking, I think, that in the statement that they have released from Buckingham Palace, they talk about her deep sorrow, the deep sorrow of the Queen, and how he was beloved. Because, of course, you know, this was a couple who were married for 73 years.
And the biggest impact will be on her.
Very much so. I mean, she will be a lonelier queen, because the crucial thing that he did was to help her and to support her. And he made a huge contribution to her reign. And that really is what she has now lost. And it's no surprise that in one of her rare speeches where she praised him, she talked about him being her strength and stay.
Peter, you say that as a reporter, you weren't a species that he was enamoured with. Were there many other species that he wasn't enamoured with?
I'm sure there were, but I think reporters were sort of quite high up on that list. I mean, he did harrumph, but he had a sort of heart of gold beneath that harrumphing. I think where that was particularly captured, actually, was after the death of Diana, Princess of Wales, because there was that caricature that he was a sort of unfeeling father-in-law. But what became clear during the inquest into her death, the Diana inquest, was that he actually wrote some very touching letters to her. He typed them up on his own typewriter, where he said, you know, I'm not a very good marriage counsellor, but where he attempted to sort of heal the chasm between his son, Charles, and his then daughter-in-law, Diana. So there was a caricature of him, but the reality was often, as is often the case with caricatures, rather different.
Peter Hunt, former BBC Royal Correspondent, thank you for speaking to us today.